to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Lap Traffic Nation? Welcome to a rare Monday edition of the Lap Traffic Podcast. It's episode 211. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd. How's everyone doing on a Monday? Oh, hope y'all had a fantastic weekend. A little more low-key up here since we're back under a little mini quarantine, if you will, for supposedly another couple weeks. Kick back, which I'm all right with. I got to start with some football. First of all, my Michigan Wolverines. Did you guys see that bleep show on Saturday night, Sunday morning? Michigan versus Rutgers, a tale of which team doesn't want to win. Three overtimes. Game started at 7:30, went into Sunday morning for that nonsense. Michigan, though, coming away with the win. But I'm not celebrating. I'm not celebrating that. Man, I wanted Harbaugh to be the guy. I did. And it just ain't working out. Because we are going to go and get our asses handed to us in a couple weeks against Ohio State. And that's 0-7. And I'm sorry. That ain't good. That ain't working. Time to rebuild, if you will, for the Michigan football team. We had missed field goals, missed extra points, fumble. You name it. It was there Sunday. And then there's our lovely Lions on Sunday. Another tale of two crappy teams, the Lions and Carolina, with a backup quarterback. And they come out and shut out the Lions, who now have to turn around, play on a short week for our annual Thanksgiving Day game, which I will say it's a cool tradition. You know, growing up as a kid, always knowing you get to watch your team on Thanksgiving, which is awesome. And then for the past, I don't know, 7-8 years, Lindsay and I, you know, our tradition, we'd go to the game. But this little thing called COVID has thrown a wrench in those plans. You know, that used to be pretty big for us. We'd get down a little early, catch part of America's Thanksgiving Day parade down Woodward Avenue, cross over the parade, go to the game. Then the next day, you know, we'd go do a little shopping. For those familiar with the Michigan area, we'd go up to Birch Run. We'd go to Bronner's. But going to have to put those plans on hold until next year. But nonetheless, that left turn was all to say about the Lions. To make this game somewhat enjoyable, I did an online football square for friends to have some fun with. So if you want in, since Lap Traffic Nation, you're all friends, let me know. I got a couple of squares left. Let's see, 82 days away before the Daytona 500. Anybody else counting down? I'm going to keep an eye on that one and enjoy watching those numbers go down, that's for sure. All right, so tonight, like I said, a rare Monday night edition of Lap Traffic Podcast. I thought with the holiday, people are going to be busy, thought, why not get it out a day early for you guys? And then next week, I'm very excited. It's the big award show. The votes are being counted. I can tell you that there might be a recount for the Weather Personality of the Year. That's how close that one was. I'll be certifying those votes later tonight after the show. Hopefully get some of the winners on next week, have some fun with that in what has become a yearly tradition on the Lap Traffic Podcast. Thank you all for voting. Record numbers in voting, which is awesome. So we're going to have some fun with that. Might do a best of or two maybe the week after. I don't know. We'll see. One thing I can tell you, early January, there will be a fantasy show with rules and all that good stuff, and recap the survey that you guys did and all that, and get everybody set up for the 2021 Lap Traffic Fantasy League and all that good stuff. Like I said, the hardware is going to be in hopefully Monday, and do the show Tuesday, get everything packaged up and out to the winners next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, something like that for sure. So you guys should definitely, if you've won something on the Lap Traffic Podcast with their fantasy or the award show, you'll get your stuff before Christmas, which is cool. Hope you guys enjoyed last week's show with some of the awesome listeners. We'll definitely do another one of those before next season kicks off. And tonight, if you haven't figured it out, it's going to be just me tonight. So I promise I'm not going to do 2 hours of you just having to listen to me. I would not do that to anybody. So tonight will definitely be a little shorter show and just going to have some fun recapping the Lucky Dog lap down picks. I did it last year. It was fun, and we're going to have some fun with that. So without further ado, before we start the I got three countdowns. I got three top tens for you guys. I got one of some random and funny picks that came in over the year. I've got the top 10 lucky dog picks, top 10 lap down picks. I've got some commentary, of course, and I'm going to mix in. There's a couple calls on the Wave Around hotline, so I'm going to randomly throw those in the mix as well. So let's kick off this lucky dog lap down special edition 2020 with a call on the Wave Around hotline.
Hi, Brandon. It's Matt at Camper News. Calling in to give my lucky dog and lap down picks for the 2020 NASCAR season. So my lucky dog for the 2020 NASCAR season, a couple of them I'm going to mention here is, first of all, to NASCAR. You know, with the COVID-19 pandemic in March and, you know, them coming back in May, and, you know, not having a COVID outbreak, a major COVID outbreak at least whatsoever, that basically would shut down the sport. The way that NASCAR handled this COVID pandemic from the start, I think, in March, and coming to start the season up again in May or mid-May at Darlington, I think hats have to go off to NASCAR for what they did with the COVID-19 pandemic. And that really showed the rest of the sports world, in my opinion, that, you know, if NASCAR can do this, other sports can do it. And I think other sports are going to lean on NASCAR to see, you know, what NASCAR did right and try to follow suit and do what NASCAR did. So absolutely hats off to NASCAR for what they did this season. Other than the COVID pandemic, it was absolutely great to see they could get all 36 races in. And in my opinion, it's absolutely not, you know, one of those asterisks type of seasons like Major League Baseball, in my opinion. So, and my other lucky dog for the season, the playoffs for the 2020 season for the Cup Series. It was one of the best playoff seasons I've seen in NASCAR history, in my opinion, especially the final eight. As you have mentioned, it was absolutely, you know, we didn't know who was going to make the final four. It came down to Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick, and Denny Hamlin made it by just one point. It shows you that the playoffs are competitive, and I think it's going to make it more competitive in years to come. And my lap down, I think, for 2020 is, you know, disappointment that I couldn't get to the track at all this year. You know, I was really hoping to attend the Pocono Double this year. Hopefully next year I'll be able to get back there. I was hoping to go to Dover twice, but unfortunately with COVID that could not happen. I'm really hoping to get back to the track next season. Enjoy the off season, Brandon, Lap Traffic Nation, and enjoy your holidays, and, you know, we'll talk down the road, and definitely looking forward to talking to you again when we get to Daytona in February. So enjoy your holidays, everybody. Lap Traffic Nation, Brandon, and I'll talk to you very soon. Take care. Bye.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. Hope you, the family, have a great holiday season for sure. A couple things that I do want to touch base on with you said, you know, is just to reiterate NASCAR. And I'm going to get to this in a little bit, too, when I recap some of the picks here. But, you know, the job NASCAR did was it just deserves a standing ovation that they got us back out there, that NASCAR led the way for all other major sports. That we took that first step. I think that is awesome for sure. And the other thing is, you know, you mentioned, you know, the battle that Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin had on the track at Martinsville. You know, we all thought those two were going to be battling for the championship at Phoenix. Little did we know that it was going to be a battle between where they finished on the track at Martinsville. A one spot difference got Denny to the Final Four instead of Kevin. So we kind of got it. We just didn't realize that it was going to be that way, I guess would be the way to look at it. So, all right, Matt, thank you for calling. I do have a couple tweets that I do want to read. I am going to apologize. I accidentally deleted a couple of them. But Eddie, at Eddie_EG3, sent some picks in. His season-long truck addiction edition, lucky dog, Zane Smith. Great rookie season with a couple of wins, coming up just shy of winning the title. Lap down for the trucks is Austin Hill. Another solid season. Mechanical issues kept him out of the Final Four again. Eddie's Xfinity Picks lucky dog, Austin Cindric, has become a driver that can wheel the anywhere besides being dominant on road courses. Therefore, this year champ and coming back for another shot at it. Lap down, Noah Gregson still can't figure out how he gave away the playoff race at Texas. And Eddie's Cup season-long picks, lucky dog, the fans seeing the back of the track during the second half of the season, including the All-Star race, plus the playoffs, was a wonderful sight to see. Lap down, Kevin Harvick not getting to the Final Four with the most overall wins. Hard to disagree with that. That is for sure. Add a few more picks into the mix. Brian at Stormin B81. My lucky dog is to NASCAR for getting the season in. Lap down is to Matty D, as I thought he would have a better season. Yeah, and I think you're going to see that reflective in some polls here in just a couple minutes. That's for sure, Brian. And then we got Scott at 1985 Wagner's. His picks, lap down is to Toyota Racing. 12 contenders, and they had one horse in the race who finished fourth. And lucky dog is to Team Chevy. 2 out of 3 championships, and last year they weren't even seen. That's a great call there for sure. And we got Gina at Gina Loves JJ48. Switching it up, starting with the lap down because 2020 and because Kevin Harvick kicked ass all year but couldn't finish the job. Just shows that it's not over until the last lap is run and the checkered flag waves. Gina's lucky dog is everyone else. With Harvick out, everything changed. Yeah, that's a great way to look at it for sure. All right, those are a couple of the tweeted responses that came in. I'll give mine too here. My 2020 lucky dog, without a shadow of a doubt, is going to NASCAR and the fans. The fact that we got our sport back, and we got a healthy dose of it for a very long period of time with some doubles, weekend races, and all that good stuff. We got all we could handle. And then, of course, the fans, because we got it. NASCAR and the fans, definitely the 2020 lucky dog of the year as far as I'm concerned. Lap down, you know, got to go to Kevin Harvick. You know, didn't make the Final Four. Could have been there, should have been there. You say should have. I expected him to be there based on the season he had and just didn't get it done. And I think that was kind of disappointing. So that is my season lapped down pick for sure. All right, let's get to a couple lists here, shall we? And first of all, I have to say thank you so much to you guys and making the lucky dog and lap down segment so much fun and such a big part of the show. A lot of you guys send your picks in before I even get the tweet out. Some of you do picks for each of the series. I love it all. I love the calls. You guys keep this so fresh every week. It's fantastic. So thank you so much for always bringing it for the lucky dog and lap down segment. So like I said, I'm going to break it up into a few top 10 lists. The first is going to be a top 10 funny /random responses and all that. And then we'll get into a couple other voicemails in the top 10 lucky dog and lap down. So here it is. The top 10 list for funny and random picks coming in at number 10 was a lucky dog vote for the oil dry suppliers. Oh, I thought that was great when I got that. I think that was definitely from Talladega a few weeks ago. And man, between all three series that weekend, that bill had to be a pretty penny. Number 9 is a lap down pick for the Costa Granite. This one was definitely submitted by me back when we were redoing the basement bar. So I had to throw something in there that I put out there. Coming in at number 8 is a lucky dog pick for the Air Titans. These guys just don't get enough love, mainly because everyone's pissed off when these guys have to be out on the track. So some love shown to the Air Titans out there. So that's a great one there. Coming in at number seven is a lap down pick for having to go to dinner with the girlfriend's parents. Man, you know, if you're a guy, is there anything more nerve-wracking than meeting the girlfriend's parents the first couple times? You know, the moms always love me. I mean, what's not to love? But you always get that old stink eye from dad, right? And you got to get in as quickly as possible with the dads, you know. And mine was always to talk about golf. Most dads golf, right? So if you take the attention away from, hello, sir, I plan on banging your daughter at some point in time, to talking about golf, man, that's really going to lighten the tension out there. So there's my piece of advice tonight. All right, coming in at number six is a lucky dog pick for clean air. I mean, really, clean air was the name of the game a lot this year. Just go ask Kevin Harvick how important clean air is, not because of his nine wins, but the one win he didn't get at Kansas when he sat on Joey Logano's bumper for 50 laps at a mile and a half track. So, yeah, clean air is a solid lucky dog pick. All right, top five of the funny and random ones. Coming in at number five is a lap down pick for fans who complain about the start time. I can get behind this one. It feels sometimes like it's a different start time every other week. I get the time zones play a role, the TVs play a role, the other sports lined up after. Oh, but man, if we could get a 1:15 green flag on East Coast, a 3:15 on the West Coast, and a 7:45 Saturday night, that'd be awesome. It'd be nice for me, because then it wouldn't be like having to rework your whole weekends. Like, Lindsay would just know, all right, 1:15, got to be home, right? All right, coming in at number four is a lucky dog pick for the middle finger. Nothing wrong with a solid, strong middle finger salute. A good one-finger salute does so much at the racetrack. The fans love it, and it's just, I mean, it just brings the energy and the passion from the drivers, and that carries over into the stands for sure. All right, the top three funny and random picks are lap down picks. Coming in at number three is the jet dryer behind the wall. This was funny on so many levels that we lost the jet dryer on the track. Man, that was funny. Number two from the same weekend, a lap down pick to the mist of Texas. What a mess. Hated it for the drivers, the crews, the TV, the fans. Just horrible for everyone involved. So the mist of Texas, that's something that Texas Motor Speedway needs to go and make like a t-shirt for and sell next year or something like that. And all right, the drum roll, please, for the number one funniest pick of the year goes to anyone who thinks they know more than Bob Pockrass. Well done to whoever sent that in. If you are listening and that was your pick, reach out to me. I want to send you a t-shirt, because nobody knows more than Bob. That too should be quoted on a t-shirt. That should be something that Bob sends out or does like charity thing or something. I think that would be perfect. That was a great pick. I absolutely love that for sure. All right, before we continue, what do you say we get to one more call on the Wave Around Hotline?
Hey, Brandon, it's Kathleen at KHISAN. Looking back over the past year, I think we really had a fantastic season. We had some fun with the iRacing when it first started, and we got some laughs out of it with DeBenedetto and his underwear, Hamlin's daughter ending his day, and then Bowman blaming poor Finn for everything. We tried lots of new things once live racing started up, and most important, we got a full season in under some very trying circumstances. So it's hard to call this year anything but a success. My lucky dog for the season is going to go to Ryan Newman for not only making it through that horrific wreck, but coming out relatively unscathed, and then only missing three races because of the COVID break. I don't know how you get much more lucky than that. I had a hard time coming up with a pick for my lap down for the season, but then I remembered the Fall Texas race. We were able to get through nearly a whole season without any major COVID consequences, but Mother Nature couldn't let us slide, so she threw a three-day rain delay our way. So that's why she's getting my season lap down. I really enjoyed the Twitter interaction and calling in every week and Lap Traffic Fantasy League. It's been so much fun. I hope everybody has a great off season, and we'll be back at it before we know it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Kathleen, thank you so much for calling in. Oh, you hit the nail on so many things there regarding all the fun we had with De Benedetto and Hamlet and all that. And you forgot the incredible interaction between Boyer and Gordon on Fox there. That was so much fun to watch. I enjoyed that. Those two could do a 30-minute slapstick comedy show every week, and I would tune in for sure. Kathleen, hope you have a great time in Florida and a safe trip back. And can't wait to talk to you soon. That's for sure. All right, let's do a quick, condensed social media segment. Everybody, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Follow on Twitter, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Over on Instagram and Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. YouTube, The Lap Traffic Podcast, all that good stuff. If you want stickers and koozies, I am, of course, still mailing those out. Just go to the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Fill out the contact page, and I will be happy to send some out to you. Next week, as I said, is going to be the award show. I'll get back into doing the calling out of the new followers next year as we get things ramped back up. And let's see. I think that's about it. So there's our condensed social media segment. And let's keep things rolling with the countdowns. Let's get to this year's top 10 lapped down. But before I get into that, Kathleen mentioned it. I think it goes without saying the lucky dog of the year has to go to Ryan Newman. To this day, I can't believe how quickly Newman was released from the hospital, up and walking out with his girls to actually back in the race car and racing this season. You know, say what you will about his driving on the track and all that good stuff, but no one wants to see anything bad happen to anyone. And man, Newman might get the Lifetime Lucky Dog Award. And the Lifetime Lap Down Award might have to go to COVID. I mean, lockdowns, canceling of sporting events, job loss, big old middle finger salute to COVID. That's for sure. Now, all right, the picks. There were over 1,000 picks casted throughout the year, over 550 lucky dog picks, over 500 lap down picks. Like I said, you guys are amazing for keeping this segment of the show so strong. So without further ado, the top 10 lap down picks of 2020 coming in at number 10 is nothing. That's right, nothing. There were multiple weeks and people who legit said, I've got nothing for lap down, which I think is awesome. We can always find something to complain about, and the fact people left a weekend and were happy with everything they got is pretty sweet. I think that's a testament to NASCAR, people being grateful for the fact that we got racing in and all that good stuff. So I love the fact that nothing made the top 10. Coming in at number 9 on the lap down list with 17 votes is Brad Keselowski. The two team definitely struggled at times this year, but made their way to the final four. And it was a few votes after Phoenix that bumped the driver, the number 2, into the top 10 on the lap down list. Coming in at number 8 with 19 votes is Matt DiBenedetto. Matt had a great year, made the playoffs and all that, but there were definitely times where it felt like it could be a little better, and proof is in the pudding with this, as Matt is also on the lucky dog list at the almost same spot. You know, I know we all wanted the win. That was probably a little lofty of a goal for the first year in the new team and all that, but man, I really think DiBenedetto's got a shot to get a win next year, second year. The thing that is such a bummer is that we already know DiBenedetto is racing for a ride next year. And I just hope that that doesn't play the mental game. And I hope that he's able to earn a ride and a multi-year contract with another team. So hopefully this is the breakout year for Matt DiBenedetto that we've all been waiting for in 2021. All right, number 7 on the lap down list is Kevin Harvick. Kevin hardly had any lap down votes the entire year. One weekend took him from the bottom to the top 10, which is crazy and probably also deserved at the same time. Number 6 on the lap down list this year with 22 votes is NASCAR. Much like Matty D, you're going to find NASCAR on the top 10 list of the lucky dog picks as well. Like I said, you know, we can all find a reason to be upset with NASCAR. And honestly, I'm happy to see that they didn't get as many votes as last year and that we all found a reason to put them on the lucky dog list as well. All right, top 5 lap down picks. Here we go. Coming in, number 5, Martin Truex Jr. He quietly collected votes all year because he didn't have the Martin Truex Jr. year that we've all grown accustomed to over the past year. So I'm not surprised, but I am surprised, like when I hit the reshuffle and sorted out on the Excel sheet, that he was in the top five. This one, the next one's going to surprise you guys maybe a little bit. Coming in at number four on the lap down list is Chase Elliott. And here's what's interesting about this. You know, Chase had a stellar ending to the season. You know, a little slower start, but that slower start got him enough lap down votes to keep him on the list and in the top five, which is interesting, I think. All right. The top three of the lap down list. Number three, someone you might maybe have thought was going to be number one, but he's number three on the list, and that is the 18 of Kyle Busch. You know, no surprise, Kyle didn't have the year we thought he was going to have entering the year as our defending champion. And I think he could have gotten the number one spot, but I think people were reserved with picking him early on because we all expected him to get back on track, and that never happened. And once that appeared to be the case, the picks for Kyle Busch just started flowing in. All right. Number two on the lap down list is the 48 of Jimmy Johnson. I think he got so many votes, 30 to be exact, because of the fact people wanted to see him get a win this year. And because he had weeks where he just wasn't there, and then there were weeks where he was so close, people gave him the vote because they were bummed he didn't do better, bummed he didn't get to victory lane. I'll sound like a broken record. It's a bummer that over 3.5 years went by without Jimmy Johnson in victory lane. The fans didn't get to send him off and all that kind of stuff. So I totally get Jimmy Johnson being number two on the list this year. Okay, coming in number one on the lap down list of 2020 with just three more votes than Jimmy Johnson. And I'm going to give you a second to think of this, of what driver in your head right now do you think got the top lap down votes of 2020? Are you ready? Drum roll, please. It's going to Ryan Blaney. Blaney showed signs of brilliance early on this year, just could never really get it going. And he is your 2020 top lap down vote getter of the year. All right. Thank you, guys. I love it. All right. Before I get to the top 10 lucky dog votes, just a reminder, next week is the 2020 Lap Traffic Year End Award Show. So make sure you tune in next week after we've all had our turkey dinners. We're going to have some fun next week. That's for sure. All right. Before I get to the lucky dog picks for this year, let's get to our last call on the Wave Around Hotline. You know who it is. It's the voice of the Wave Around Hotline.
What's going on, the Lap Traffic Nation? Voice of the Wave Around Hotline, championship winner, Tance, calling in. 2020, lap down, lucky dog, going to keep it short and sweet. Lucky dog, NASCAR, got a full season and 36 races, need to be commended for that, and had their most popular driver win. That's pretty damn impressive. Lap down, this aero package still fucking sucks. Good show, Brandon.
that's it. A 25-second call by Andrew Kancian, and he gets his point across. I love it. All right, that's it for the calls. Thank you to everyone that's a repeat caller, or maybe you've called in once or twice. Bring the heat next year on the Wave Around Hotline, that's for sure. All right, let's get to the grand finale, if you will. Let's get to the top 10 lucky dog picks. And here's a fun fact, a little stat before I get to it. All four HMS drivers have made the top 10 list, and kicking things off in the 10th spot is the 24 William Byron. Solid year for Byron, and definitely probably looking to get a couple more wins on that win column in 2021 for the young, and that's for sure. Coming in at number 9 on the lucky dog list, I teased it a few minutes ago, is the 21 of Matt DiBenedetto. Not surprised he's on both lists because everyone wants him to get that win, and everyone hates it when he doesn't. So no surprise there. Moving right along, number 8 on the lucky dog list is our second HMS driver. He was the second highest vote getter for the lap down, and coming in with 20 picks on the lucky dog list is the 48 of Jimmy Johnson. Again, when he did good on the track, people wanted one more spot for maybe that winner top five. He got a lot of votes for Phoenix weekend, which is awesome. Happy he made the top 10 lucky dog list for sure. And coming in at number 7 is our third HMS driver on the list. That is the 88 of Alex Bowman. started the year strong, slipped into the abyss, it felt like midseason, but the 88 team rallied, had a strong finish at the end of the year, which was enough to get the 88 into the top 10 for the Lucky Dog votes, which is great. And number six on the list with 23 votes. Very ironic that he ended with 23 votes. And I think I just gave it away is the 11 of Denny Hamlin. Love him or hate him, you have to appreciate the season he had with all the wins and getting to the final four yet again, inching out the four of Kevin Harvick. He was almost on the top 10 list for lap downs as well, but was a few spots away there on that list. He came in 12th there. All right. Our top five lucky dog list coming in with 22 votes on this one might surprise you. It's the three of Austin Dillon. RCR had a strong year. They didn't go, you know, breaking doors down or anything like that, but solid improvement for the three team. In addition with Tyler Reddick, RCR had a really nice year. And this was one of those ones, kind of like Martin Truex Jr., who came in number five on the lap down list. When I resorted the list and all that kind of stuff, I was surprised to see that Austin Dillon cracked the top five of the lucky dogs, which I think is awesome, though. So, all right, coming in at number four with 31 votes is NASCAR. And I'm glad we all recognize the efforts NASCAR made this year on the number of levels to get this season in, to the efforts it took to rearranging the schedule with the tracks, improvements to the racing with the choose lane, iRacing, you know, the 2021 schedule announcement. NASCAR did some amazing things this year for the fans, and I'm glad that it was recognized for sure. All right, the top three coming in at number three on the Lucky Dog pick list is the fans. That's right. Yes, the fans. We were pretty lucky that we got our season in. And as much as we like to complain, we got a lot of great racing in this year from the road courses, rovals, short tracks, and hell, even some of the mile and a halves gave us some great racing this year, which was awesome. And all right, number two is our fourth and final HMS driver with 45 votes, Chase Elliott, our 2020 NASCAR champion, who he too wasn't anywhere to be found on this list up until the last 2 weeks, shot him up into the charts, not just into the top 10, but number two on the lucky dog list, which is incredible. We the fans got a great 2020 champ this year, and it's going to be great for the sport to watch him defend it next year, that's for sure. And all right, Lap Traffic Nation, the top lucky dog vote getter this year with 56 votes. He was our regular season champ who got enough votes throughout the year that even though he had a bad playoffs, he still walks off with the top lucky dog vote of the year. And that is the number four of Kevin Harvick. You know, it's bittersweet. You know, I watched him get all these votes for the lucky dog segment throughout the whole year. And, you know, it's great. I know Kevin doesn't know or care two shits about this. But, man, it would have been nice if we were talking about a championship, too. But that's all right. Well, there are the lists, the funniest, random, lap down, and lucky dog picks. Man, thank you to everyone that sends them in. Thank you to everyone that calls, leave messages on the Wave Around hotline. I cannot wait for next year's lucky dog and lap down segment to be even bigger, badder, and all that good stuff for the 2021 season, that's for sure. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for a special show this week. It was the Lucky Dog Lap Down recap of 2020. And that is going to do it for episode 211 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Subscribe, download, iTunes, Podbean, all that good stuff. Huge thanks to all of Lap Traffic Nation who sent in votes throughout 2020 to keep this segment so strong and all that good stuff. Next week is the big award show. I'm so pumped for that. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya.